ان الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله هو الذي ارسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا فصلى الله عليه وعلى اله واصحابه ومن تبعهم باحسان الى يوم الدين اما بعد عباد الله اوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن الا وانتم مسلمون يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله ان الله خبير بما تعملون يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم اعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما Praise be to Allah. We seek his help and his forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our souls and from our bad deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides will never be led astray. And whomsoever Allah leaves astray, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah alone, without partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is his slave and messenger. It is Allah who sent his messenger with the guidance and the way of life of truth, that he may make it prevail over all other ways of life. And Allah is sufficient as a witness. Peace and blessings of Allah upon him, his family, his companions, and all those who follow them in righteousness till the day of judgment. O servants of Allah, I admonish you and myself to be conscious of Allah. O you who believe, be conscious of Allah as is his due, and do not die except as Muslims. O you who believe, be conscious of Allah and let every soul consider carefully what it sends ahead for tomorrow. Be conscious of Allah, for Allah is well aware of everything you do. O you who believe, be conscious of Allah and speak the right words. He will put your actions right for you and forgive you your wrong deeds. Whosoever obeys Allah and his messenger has certainly achieved a great success. Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassirli amri wahlul uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Insha'Allah, I intend to speak today on a topic that has to do with the poverty of the soul. Poverty of the soul describes the unmoved soul, the soul that has been created but has still failed to realize the purpose of its creation. It is the soul that lives a purposeless life. There is only one thing that makes the soul poor, and that is to deprive it of its only true need, which is to be near to its creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Spiritual deprivation is true poverty. It means standing poor on the day of judgment. Despite this reality, many people live this life feeding their bodies but starving their souls. The paradox of this situation is that the body to which all our focus is directed is only temporary, while the soul we neglect is eternal. Death of the body is not true death. It's only the movement from one realm to another realm. There are people whose bodies are well nourished and alive, but whose souls are blind, weak, sick, and almost dead. In the language of the Quran, it is not only the eyes that get blind, but hearts also become blind. فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعَمَ الْأَبْصَارُ وَلَكِنْ تَعَمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. It is not their eyes which are blind, but the hearts in their breasts which are blind. Imam Al-Ghazali, rahimahullah, says that every organ of our body has a function. When it fails to do this function, it means it is not well. The function of the soul or the spiritual heart is to know its creator, to love him and to seek closeness to him. If the heart fails in this function, then we must know that it is sick. When the heart gets sick, it loses its desire and its ability to do right and good deeds. This affects one's moral, one's manners, and one's general behavior. This means that when we fail to use any created thing for the purpose for which it was created, it breaks, it starves, and it suffers the most painful poverty. The human heart is like a boat in the ocean of the world. The boat keeps sailing and drowns only if it allows the ocean's water to enter into it. Similarly, the heart that allows this world to enter into it becomes owned by this life. It becomes owned by our jobs, our gadgets, our social working, social networking services, and many other distractions, such as the fashion trends, the marketing tools, the money, the power, the status, and the list goes on. The heart that is owned by this life is a prisoner of the worst kind. The heart that is owned by any other master than the master of masters is the weakest of all slaves. That is true oppression, true poverty, and true death. As human beings, we enslave ourselves to different things and love them as we should love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If asked, who do you love most? Most of us will say, we love Allah most. We say this with our tongues. We say this in our minds. But our hearts and our actions say otherwise. How do we know? Let us ask ourselves. When we are sad, when we are depressed, and when we are in low spirits, where do we seek refuge? When we need something, who do we ask? Who do we think about most? Who defines success for us? Who defines poverty for us? Who defines richness for us? What type of poverty are we afraid of? The truth is that most of us are afraid of the things, the loss of those things we love most. When we love money most, that's what we are afraid to lose. We are afraid to lose the person whom we love most. So in this process, we leave the orbit of the Creator and enter the orbit of the creation. In the orbit of the creation, we rise and fall with the wave of the creation, the wave of praise and criticism, our standards of success and failure comes from the creation, from the society. The standard for poverty comes from the society. But the standard given to us by Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is different. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, richness is not the quantity of possessions that one has. Rather, true richness is the richness of one's own self, the contentment. And we know that contentment is something directly related to the heart or the soul. But how do we avoid the true poverty of the soul. No one likes to fall, and no one likes to drown. But in struggling through the ocean of this life, it is very, very difficult not to let the world get inside us. Sometimes the ocean does get inside us. The dunya seeps into the heart. And like the water that breaks the boat, when dunya enters, it shatters our heart. It shatters the boat and we sink down to the depth of the sea. And we are surrounded all over by darkness. But the good news is that this dark place is not the end. We should remember that the darkness of night is followed by the light of the dawn. Sometimes the ocean floor is only a stop in the journey. And it is when we are at the lowest point, we are faced with a choice. We can stay there at the bottom until we drown. Or we can gather the pearls and swim up to the surface, stronger and richer. If we seek Allah, He will raise us up and replace the darkness of the ocean with the light of His guidance. He can transform what was once our greatest weakness into our greatest strength and a means of growth, purification, and salvation. It should be known that transformation sometimes begins with a fall. We have to rise up and begin to see our nothingness and His greatness. We have to become more humble and more aware of our need for Him. Fortunate are those who see this reality. And the one who is truly deceived is the one who sees his own self, but not Him. Deprived is the one who has never witnessed his own desperate need for Allah. Relying heavily on his own means, he forgets that his means, his very soul, and everything else in existence are Allah's creation. We have to seek Allah to lift us up from our fall. For when He does that, He will rebuild our ship. The heart that we thought was forever damaged will be mended. What was shattered will be whole again. Since it is only Allah who can do this, let us seek Him. And when He saves us, we should beg forgiveness for the fall. And we should feel guilty and shameful over the fall. But we should not feel despair. Allah reminds us in the Quran never ever to lose hope. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. O my servants who have transgressed against their souls, despair not of the mercy of Allah, for Allah forgives all sins. He is oft forgiving, most merciful. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to turn our hearts to His deen and to His obedience. Ya muqallib al-qulub, sabbit qulubana ala deenik. O turner of the hearts, keep our hearts, turn our hearts to your deen. Allahumma musarrif al-qulub, sarrif qulubana ala ta'atik. O Allah, the turner of the hearts, turn our hearts to your obedience. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. My dear brothers and sisters, there is a powerful and amazing thing about tawbah, repentance, and turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are told that tawbah is a polish for the heart. What is amazing about a polish is that it just doesn't clean. It makes the object that it polishes even brighter than before it got dirty. If we don't come back to Allah, rather, if we come back to Allah and we seek His forgiveness and are mindful of Him, our hearts, inshaAllah, will begin to shine. Sometimes, falling and rising again gives us the wisdom and the humility that we may never have had otherwise. But how do we fill our hearts with true richness? How do we escape the constant bombardment from every direction commanding us to worship other things, commanding us to love them as we should only love Allah? How do we escape true poverty of the heart? To escape the true poverty, we must be overflowing in our love for Allah. There is a Quranic ayah which says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَّدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Which means, some people set up equals to Allah, loving them as they should love Allah. But those who have iman have greater love for Allah. Our strongest love should be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we don't love someone we don't know. We need to know him. We don't know someone we never speak to. We need to speak to him. We have to ask of him. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Your Lord says, call on me and I will answer you. We can't love someone we don't remember. We have to remember him. Remember him often. Allah says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. You remember me, I will remember you. We don't love someone if we are ungrateful to him. And Allah says, وَشْكُرُولِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Be thankful to me, be grateful to me, and do not be ungrateful, do not be unthankful. Brothers and sisters, no one has to confess his or her sins except only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any one of us who has entered the ocean of dunya, who has sunk into its depths and become trapped by its crushing waves, has to rise up to the real world, to our freedom and back to life, leaving the death of our souls behind. The polish of Tawbah remakes the heart even more beautiful than it was before it got soiled. Some of us, this is a very important point, I address it to myself first. Some of us may foolishly think that we can live our lives the way we like. And then, at the time of death, we will just say, La ilaha illallah. But at the time of death, the tongue cannot speak except what the heart commands. Whatever is in the heart will come out. The poor heart, the bankrupt heart will have nothing but love of this dunya to speak of on that day, on the day of our departure. If our heart is empty of Allah during our life, how can it be full of Allah at the moment we are going, at the moment we are passing away from this dunya? If our heart is full of love of this life, love of status, love of wealth, love of the creation over the creator, it is that which will come on our tongue when we die. Let me conclude by saying that if one's heart only throbs and pulsates with La ilaha illallah, and one lives with the firm belief in reality that indeed there is no refuge, no shelter, no deity worthy of worship but Allah, then and then only will the tongue be given permission by the heart at the time of our departure to say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allahumma jalna minhum. May Allah make us from those good souls. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما باركت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم الهمنا رشدنا واعذنا من شرور انفسنا اللهم ارنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وارنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وارحمنا برحمتك الواسعه يا ارحم الراحمين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمه انك انت الوهاب ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.